Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Number one, another massive interstellar object is making its way through our solar system this year. And just like the last one, it's not a comet, and it could be a massive spaceship. They might even visit, but if they do, they better bring some cake. If they're aliens, though, I think we're safe, though, because they're only concerned about intelligent life. Maybe we shouldn't have sent the probes out there because that's how it started, and here's how it's going. Moving on, women came up with another new term called mankeeping, which is all the work women put into supporting a man's mental health. That's what men do in the form of being women's emotional tampons. It just sounds like they want to be the ones saying it first that they have it harder than us. If women are tired of man-keeping, then the easiest solution is just to stop seeing men altogether, if we're nothing but a burden to them. God forbid that a woman actually be there for a man at once. Number three, who has the power in a divorce? Clearly the woman. Yet I've heard many women say that divorces were fair. More than fair for women and unfair for men. And then women pretend like they don't understand they have the advantage. This just proves that there's no benefit to marriage for men these days, and women are like spiders trying to make their webs as comfy as possible so we get stuck in them. No thank you. Up next, Dreamleaf says that white people will be a minority by 2050. And no, food might actually be flavorful on average. Looks to me like demographics are about to be seasoned. Funny how when liberals try and explain the benefits of minority populations, all they can think about is spicy food, and they don't seem to see all the problems that multiculturalism brings. The grape gangs don't matter when you're eating super yummy foods, it seems. Besides, globally, white people are already a minority with around 8-9%. Number five, what do you think she does for you? Maybe she's an alien prostitute, or she's on OnlyFans where people pay her to put her clothes back on and a bag over her head. Then again, I hope that she makes masks for upcoming Hollywood horror films. Also notice that the usual nose ring isn't present here, because she's missing that part of her nose. But it's also located much higher. Also, is that a Jewish symbol on her forehead? Moving on, it looks like Donald Trump's tariffs are working, with most of the world not retaliating against them. Except, of course, Canada and China. The tariffs are really a tax on the poor and the middle classes in America. They're the ones that end up paying higher prices for imported goods. But is it really winning, because tourism alone is down about $100 billion in the United States this year, thanks to tariffs? Ordinary people in other countries are punishing America by refusing to vacation there. Number seven, are people really complaining about the US healthcare system when nurses like this are giving patients this type of service? But what I want to know is, who's taking the picture? Is it another nurse, or is it her cuck doctor boyfriend? Also, I don't want to be the one that tells that guy when he wakes up that he got a nurse pregnant while he was in a coma. Then again, she's probably going to claim that if she didn't twerk all over him, he never would have woke up in the first place. Up next, I'm surprised that with current-day Scooby-Doo, Shaggy and Fred didn't just get their freak on while Daphne and Velma took the dog pill with Scooby. Everyone knows that you can't leave frustrated white women alone with a Great Dane. I'm sure they'll bring along some peanut butter for a snack for Scoob. If you want to know how they serve it to him, then just use your imagination. As for these two guys, looks to me like Fred's gonna show Shaggy the other meaning of trap. Number 9, retailers in Milwaukee are accused of racism as they flee black neighborhoods. Here's the playbook. First, stores open up in black neighborhoods. Second, black people steal so much that the stores are forced to close. Third, black people call the stores racist for not staying open so they can continue stealing. But what I want to know is, why don't black people open up their own stores in their own neighborhoods? I guess that's the real Scooby-Doo mystery here. Moving on, here's the difference between Kurds living in Japan for 30 years versus white people living in Japan for only 30 days. Unfortunately, most Muslims can't assimilate because they believe their religious law is above all others. so it's impossible for them to ever integrate into any foreign society. They can only infiltrate until they reach a critical mass and then take over. The question we should all ask is, why are the Kurds in Japan to begin with? Number 11, someone asked the question why do liberals make themselves as ugly as possible? It's so they can identify each other way more easily. As for this one, all she has to do is apply some white makeup and a big red nose, and she could lure children into the sewers. There, isn't that so much better? It's either this or she could try out for a role as Larry in the woke remake of Three Stooges. Remember, it takes a lot of work for libs to look really bad these days. Up next, people used to mock the main character in the film Her, when he fell in love with an artificial intelligence. But now they're falling in love with Grok's AI instead and telling it about their day. Meanwhile, what they don't realize is that their conversations are being recorded by Elon, and he's creating profiles about them if they register that he consults advertising agencies. It's also only a matter of time before women lose their men and their jobs to AI and robots. Number 13, this meme has been beaten to death. If you appear to be a right-wing extremist today, then you're a Democrat from about 20 years ago. I remember thinking that Al Gore should have won instead of George W. Bush. I remember rooting for Obama to win during his first term. Then in the early 2010s, the woke mind virus took over the minds of most lefties. And even Bill Maher noticed it eventually. Far-right extremist now means traditional liberal. Moving on, it looks like this KFC no longer issues refunds for half-eaten chicken. Gee, I wonder which demographic could have created such a stink and cost the company so much money that they had to change their refund policy. Plus, is this a non-explanation that seems intentionally vague to not upset said demographics and have them cry that KFC is racist or something? I guess on the bright side, at least they didn't completely close up shop like this, Church's Chicken. Number 15 is height maxing winning with this guy getting 10 inches taller. Yes, if you want to get laid, but I think he overdid it, and now he looks like he has stilts for legs. I wouldn't go past about 5 or 6 inches added on. But I suspect this guy will always be spiritually short the same way that someone using a Zempic will always be spiritually fat. But in the sexual marketplace, it doesn't matter. All that matters is what the opposite sex is turned on by. Up next, Mildred has gone crazy and says that black babies were once used as alligator and crocodile bait in America in the 1900s. If you look closely, you can see a baby with a reptile in the bottom right. If this is true, which I don't think it is, then the question I have is, why would black parents do this to their own children? Mildred is obviously trying to fan the flames of racism, and that it's obviously something done by whites. This is nothing more than a racist folklore myth. Number 17, this woman is 47, single and with no kids. She's wondering who's going to look after her when she's older. This is a thinly veiled dating act. She's hoping some young handsome simp rushes to save her from her loneliness and changes her diapers when she enters the wrinkly stage. Sadly though, a cat like the one behind her will eventually eat her one day when she passes away alone in her apartment. When I die alone, I hope I melt through my lazy boy and right into the feminist apartment below me. Moving on, how high would you rate Sydney Sweeney on the attractiveness scale up here? I say a good solid 7. But let's get real though. If she didn't have double D machine gun jigglies, no one would even know who she is. I know if you're on the left, you probably think she's a 2, and that land whales with nose rings are all 10s. Her popularity is also based on how plain she looks, like a woman you'd meet in real life and that you'd think you'd have a shot with. Number 19, this woman's husband hired a hitman in Portland to end her, but she ended up killing the hitman with her bare hands. She had her arms around his neck and told him that she would call an ambulance for him if he revealed who sent her there. Well, I guess she didn't call the ambulance after all. She's badass, and I can see why her husband needed the hitman. She's the type of woman that would choose the bear, and she would actually have a good chance at beating it. Up next, I thought I saw it all until this. KFC installing bulletproof glass because of violent customers. I guess this guy didn't like the idea that he couldn't get a refund for his half-eaten bucket of chicken. We now live in a world where enrichment means that when you shop in person, you have to ask someone to unlock a product. And when we shop online, we have to install a ring light so that some porch pirate doesn't take our stuff. This is what happens in a low-trust society. Number 21, this picture has everything that a man wants. My question is, why do men want so little? I'm also wondering where the long guns are, and that girl seems a little overdressed. Also, if that was my desk, it'd be covered by a whole bunch of collectibles to remind me of better times. Other things that are probably missing are also video games, a mini fridge, and a microwave. Plus, there's got to be a car or motorcycle in there somewhere as well. Moving on, this 48-year-old teacher says she had sex with a 17-year-old boy. But he says it's okay because she was a big booty Latina. Also, if she's 48, she looks great for her age. unless, of course, those are filtered photos. With the way the dating market is going these days, I think that the only way many young guys will ever lose their virginity is if their teacher takes it for them. Maybe we're being harsh on teachers that smash their students. What do you think? Number 23, you can only bring back two of them. Which ones? I would choose Freddie Mercury and Beethoven. Beethoven because it would be priceless just to see the look on his face as to the degeneracy that the music business has become today. Also because I'd like to see him pull something off with today's synthesizers. And also Freddie Mercury because I think he'd be the best of these acts to see live in concerts. Up next, this guy says that his mother cutting fruit and bringing it to him in his room without saying anything hits him the most, that no one is ever going to love him this much. I used to think this way until I realized that she's probably thinking that he'll eventually return the favor when she's older. Also, don't forget that women control men through our bellies and our balls. A woman that prepares food for her so-called loved ones doesn't always do it altruistically. Number 25 and the last one, what the hell happened to her? Looks like she's been making Starbucks stock go up all on her own, along with her weight. Maybe she's also allergic to marriage and swelled up everywhere. Also, I think in the first photo she was young and hungry to have a successful career. But in the second photo, it looks like she's just plain old hungry. Maybe she also replaced KTTC with KFC. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.